If you remember last week, we talked about what sins are we supposed to confess before God and which ones are we supposed to confess before the pastor. So this is kind of a follow-up question to that, and that is, which are these? Consider your place in life according to the Ten Commandments. Are you a father, mother, son, daughter, husband, wife, or worker? Have you been disobedient, unfaithful, or lazy? Have you been hot-tempered, rude, or quarrelsome? Have you hurt someone by words or deeds? Have you stolen, been negligent, wasted anything, or done any harm? So these are the questions. These are some of the ways that we can think about, well, how are we doing? How are we doing as we live our lives in this world? And hopefully, as we go through even just that kind of abbreviated list there, we'll realize the fact that we have not done well enough. I think a lot of the times people will sort of contemplate how they're doing in life and they'll sort of think, well, I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing okay. I mean, there's this, that, or the other thing that maybe I could do a little bit better on, but for the most part, I'm doing all right. And that is not the standard that God holds us up to. We are not held up to the standard of doing all right or doing good enough. We are held up to the standard of perfection. Are we doing perfectly at all these things? And it does have to be at all of these things. Maybe you can imagine that you're doing perfectly in one of those things, but to get the idea that you're doing perfectly in all of them is, of course, simply incorrect, because we're not. We are, in fact, human. We are sinful humans. We mess them up. And that's the point of these questions, is to remind us of that truth, to remind us that we do have sins that we need to confess. And how great of a gift is it that we are going to get the chance to do that here in just a moment.